We continue on with our Troy locker room chat here tonight on KNZA. One final time in 2023. Brandon Tabman with you, joined by the boys basketball coach, Jonathan Rodvelt, brought to you by Anderson Meach, Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farms, and Exchange Bank. Coach, let's go to Tuesday night, a win in league play against Donovan West, 58-46. Always fun when those two schools hook up and meet up, regardless of the sports or whatever it is. But nonetheless, your team coming out with a nice 12-point win. Just take us back to that one. What'd you like and what'd you see?
No, it was a good win. Anytime you can get a win in a road game in our league, especially against a rival, then that's definitely good for us. Saw some good things. Definitely we're trying to compare our first couple games against this one, and we want to see some progress and some better stuff out of it than what we've been seeing. And it's just one game, but we saw some better half court defense. Offensively, we started to execute better in the half court and started running some actual good offense. The press came together as well. Donovan West hits some threes, and it really did keep them in the game quite a bit. They had a couple little moments throughout the course of the game where they went on some kind of some back-to-back threes, and that allowed them to really keep fighting. On the other hand, we couldn't close the deal. You know, we had it to close to 10 a couple different times, and then they kind of reeled us back in, knocked down some big shots. But we tried to speed it up, and I think eventually our pace really got to it, and we had some, like I said, we got some better shots out of our half-court offense. A win is a win is a win, as they say, and we saw a lot of good things out of what we did. Plenty to work on, but a lot of good things out of this game.
But how crucial was that? Because when we last talked, you had a Friday off, kind of that rare early Friday off, so you played last Tuesday, and that was a tough big loss to Hiawatha. Then you didn't play Friday, so you had some extra practice time to figure out some things, get some things tweaked a little bit. But then just to kind of see that extra practice time coming out in that first game back after those few extra days and pulling out that win the way that you guys did, it just had to feel good considering the time that you had off there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we definitely needed to right the ship a little bit. Main conversation was especially just about, you know, playing good, decent basketball. I mean, we had so many turnovers against Hiawatha, especially early on. It was just really sloppy, and obviously they did things to force us into that. But, you know, the ball needs to go to somebody's hands. You don't need to put it on the floor every single time you catch it. You got to catch it and look up and look for cutters. So we little different teams probably, but we just focused on the silly stuff. You know, anybody sitting in the stands could have seen what we were telling the boys, because it was just common sense stuff. We're trying to overcompensate. We're trying to play really fast, and we're not quite there yet. So it's all about taking care of the basketball and playing good, solid, consistent basketball, because that's what the good teams do. They don't turn the ball over. They communicate with each other. They play good, solid defense, all of those things. It's not rocket science by any means. But we've got to realize that you can win basketball in many ways. And it's not always going to be flashy. So that was huge for us to have just one extra practice, just to focus on those things, to talk about them, and sit down and watch some more film. It feels really good right now going into our next game. We got a little bit of momentum, we can show ourselves and our players that, hey, this does work if you do follow it.
And kind of an odd schedule here with three games roughly in about a week's time before the break, a Thursday night game here against Jefferson County North, and then a Saturday afternoon game, one that was moved against Blue Valley, and then Tuesday, quick turnaround against a very good Clifton Clyde team. What's kind of the thoughts on, you know, how this schedule kind of shapes out here in the next week before the break?
Yeah, leading up to Saturday, we'll have had three games in 5 days. I think I say this every year. It's really good to get the practices in and have that time to work on everything and smooth out what you can. But they've also got to play. And, you know, you can't replicate a lot of what other teams are doing in practice. It's just impossible. And the best way, I'll say the second best way you get better besides practice is to go out and play and learn from all those mistakes that you made in the game. And you know, sometimes it's good to have that a week long break in between before you play a game. And then other times, you know, you just want to keep playing and keep some of that momentum going as well. And we've got a really tough stretch of games here, JC, and it's going to be definitely a very difficult physical game for us. And then Blue Valley after that on Saturday. And, you know, that's a Saturday game. It's going to be a little odd, a little different, but it's going to be odd for them too. And they've got to travel a long ways. So just go out there and do the best we can. And we're always looking for, you know, guys to put in the hustle and the effort. You know, if you're not doing those things, then, you know, quite honestly, you're not going to earn your way onto the floor like some other kids will if you can't put in that effort. You're going to make mistakes, but it's all about, you know, how you conduct yourself and how hard you're willing to work and want to be out there.
There it is, Troy boys basketball coach Jonathan Rob Velt joining us as he does each and every week. A Thursday night game at home against Jefferson County North. Saturday afternoon, they'll take on Blue Valley, and then Tuesday against Clifton Clyde, and then they'll have some time off for the holiday break. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck here in these next few games, and we'll talk to you in 2024.
You bet. Thank you.